staying alive.
Bruh, come on.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to Sin Vergüenza, the podcast. I'm your host, Ale, joined alongside my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And today is February 5th, or, well, today is February 2nd. And tomorrow, I mean, I guess we're going to just start that shit off here. Oh, was so close to that 30-second mark. So close. But, yeah, I guess, so tomorrow nobody's going to work, to school, or what else was it? There was three things. Work,
or school, shopping.
Or shopping. Yeah, so on Monday, February 3rd, all the Hispanics are going to go on like a...
We're going on strike, bitches.
Yeah, like a solidarity strike, I guess. So nobody's going to be out. We did that the first time Trump was elected. And I remember that day. Where did we go? We were going somewhere on the freeway, passing by like downtown area. I think we were going to my tío's house that day. And yeah, I think we were going to my tío's house. And that day was a day that nobody was like going to do shit. And the streets were pretty empty, at least where we live, because, you know, all the Mexicans live over there. But even like driving like through the ruin stuff, like it was definitely like a pretty empty day. So
I remember when he first got elected, we went to like one of those protest walks, mm-hmm. and just being like within the walks and like hearing everybody's just so crazy.
Ooh, who did you go with?
My mom.
Here?
Yeah, in Vegas. We started from like downtown, and we ended up at, I think it was the police station.
You guys like are bold. I don't know. Honestly, I'm just. I get all that stuff, but sometimes it's just scary because, like, you never know how people are sometimes. Like, now, I just, like, even when you go to the freaking, like, movie theaters, it's like, I'm scared, like, who's gonna, you know, do some crazy shit.
Right.
And, yeah, there's a lot of things I missed out because of that. Like, even the Vegas, like, when the Golden Knights went and stuff, I wanted to go to that, but I don't know. That whole thing of, like, people doing crazy shit in, like, large groups really has me, like, up there right now. Well, especially right now too. I remember when Trump got elected, like, if you guys hear these dogs fucking munching on their bones, I'm sorry, because that shit's so fucking loud. So we'll see if we could hear it. But school was definitely, oh, you know what, I'm confusing the days. Yeah, never mind. I was gonna say like it was sad and depressing and quiet, but that was actually when the shooting happened at the country thing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's when that happened. I forgot how it was at school when Trump got elected. I feel like it was giving the same energy, but I don't remember.
For us, it was just like everybody was just joking about it. It was just like,
well, because you were in a school of white people.
Okay.
You were, though.
But like, we were all joking about the fact that it's like, bro, like, we all thought it was a joke that he was going to win. And then when he won, it was like, damn, like, what's the memes?
Well, obviously, I want to go ahead and talk about all this. Like, it's so much. It's so moving. It's so scary. I feel like there's just so much emotions going around, like, this whole immigration thing going on. And honestly, it's crazy to see. Not crazy, but more it's like heartfelt to see all the people going into protests, everybody doing certain things, everybody calling certain companies out that we thought were like, you know, lovers of Hispanics. And it's blowing my mind, all the stores that are literally their biggest fucking like
clients.
Yeah, their biggest clients are Hispanics. Like Home Depot was on the list.
For me, like, me and my coworker did it and we went through the list and said like which one was like the most surprising.
Uh-huh.
Which one caught you off guard the most? Be honest.
The ones that I seen, the like the craziest that surprised me were Ross, Home Depot. I think Lowe's was on the list as well.
Yeah.
That surprised me too, because it's like, bro, literally Mexicans are the ones buying your shit as soon as your fucking doors open, you ungrateful bitches. And then those are the ones that I think like really, really caught my eye. Walmart kind of was like 50-50. I was kind of a little, you know, shocked because I'm like, you guys also have a lot of Hispanics and like a lot of Hispanics go there. Coca-Cola too. Coca-Cola was like, no fucking way, bro, because everybody knows the Mexican Coke is the best Coke. So, bitch, like, what are, fuck is you talking about?
Honestly, that was the ones that surprised me the most was Ross, Home Depot, and Coke. Those were the ones that, like, surprised me the most.
Yeah, Ross and Home Depot were, like, my big, like, what the fucks.
But once he told me, like, Starbucks and all these other places, it was just, whatever.
I seen that,
You know, like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, the McDonald's is on there too, which I'm like, McDonald's is always getting canceled for everything.
Jack and the Shack keeping always in it all the real bad though. Shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's people coming out with all those people, you know, are supporting what's going on. And then we had freaking, what's it called? Protests where people were taking over freeways in Cali. We had it to where Chicago had a protest, New York had a protest, Vegas Texas. Had a protest, Texas had one. They were fucking dancing El Caballo Dorado at all these protests, bumping honestly, Santa Fe Clan. Like,
once you actually crazy. Hear like them actually bumping the music and dancing to it and shit, it's just like, bro, like, even though it is a protest and we know like what we're trying to fight for and stuff, to me it's still funny that it's like, we know how to have fun and make it still a party, like, you know?
Well, more like, you know, what we're going to do. This is really, like, the definition of, is it friendly protest or?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a friendly protest, but we're kind of showing off, like, we know how to keep it, like, civil, you know?
Right. I get the whole thing of keeping it low, too, because, bitch, I'd be scared, like. For me, I'm over here, like, I would want to keep it low, too, because, like, you never know what can happen, and you don't want to, like, make yourself a bigger target for people. So, I do also get that part, you know? So, we've had protests. Another thing that kind of went by that I really was like, oh, that was so beautiful. Men's Fashion Week. Did you see that when...
I only seen that Fuerza Regida played.
Oh no, that's another one. Oh. That was, I think that was just Fashion Week.
Oh, then no, I didn't see it. Because
I didn't even know there was a Men's Fashion Week until this. So you definitely put me on. So his name is Willy Chavarria, and he had a collection at Men's Fashion Week where he kind of just did a whole Chicano clothing line, and it was very like he tried to make it like, you know, for modern times and stuff, so it was different, but it still brought it back to the classics, like the suits, the hat, you know, obviously the shorts and everything. So he did a little bit. Oh, it's 7-Eleven right now. He did a good amount of collection. I want to see. I have a video here. Oh, that's the one I was looking at. He did like kind of like some jersey and basketball shorts type of thing. So he really did like a big selection of different types of outfits and different types of materials. And honestly, the looks were giving. They were really cute. They look like you could either, you know, go out on a night on the town or just kick it with the homies, to be honest, and still look good while you just kicking it with the homies. So I'll go ahead and insert some clips of some of the outfits he did. But he did that. And then at the end, him and all his models stood like in this pitch in this dark room, like they dimmed the lights and they just had like a very faint light on them, and there was like a voiceover of a lady saying pretty much it asked for mercy to the president for the LGBTQ and the Mexicans to just give them mercy. And it was a big speech, you know, but that's pretty much summing it up, just asking for him to be more kind to us and, you know, just have a heart. And then at the end, they all started walking together. So that was really fucking cute. And then we had talked about, I'm pretty sure we did talk about it on the pod when Fuerza Regida was there. I think we did.
I think so.
But I think that was just Fashion Week. And so it's crazy and it's cool that at least right now in these times, like, they're still acknowledging us. At least the people that, you know, that while I'm in fashion so far, you know.
Well, so, I mean, like, we've been talking about it since last year, since, like, the end of last year, how there has been a lot of like Hispanic love, even in music oriented.
It's so 50-50 right now. Like, there, we're getting our spotlight and our love and our flowers, but at the same time, it's like you're just doing so much hurtful things and breaking up families and breaking hearts. And then speaking of the breaking up the families, there's a lot to talk about with all this stuff going on. Like, there's this thing that I seen earlier on Instagram, and that shit, I don't know if this was from, let me see. I can't really see the date on here. I just took the screenshot, but, oh, it's so like 3 days ago, and today's the second. So this letter was going viral. Some teacher found this letter from one of her students, and it says, "If ICE takes me, don't forget about me. I will be in El Salvador. You're my best friend, the brother I never had. I cry every night thinking that they will come for me at school." And then it's like, "To my friend." And then like the little baby drew like faces of cats and stuff, like crying, and but still with the little smile. Yeah.
I mean, that's what's crazy about it, that it's like, the kids really feel like what's going on, even if they don't understand completely. That's like, what I'm saying. Going
like,
on.
I don't think I would understand at that age. Like, this is like little kid handwriting.
But like, I bet you their parents are probably freaked out and talking about it continuously. So they're now freaked out and they're like, oh shit, like everywhere on the news and shit, it's saying like they could take us at school. Like, what happens if I don't see my parents? What happens if I don't see, like, you know? That shit sucks, like, especially as a little kid, like, fuck.
Yeah, it's sad that even the babies are, like, fuck, like, crying to sleep at night, worrying about their parents, like, that shit, it's sad. And then I've seen videos, I don't know if I saved this video or not, but there's this video where there's teachers, like, there was this teacher crying. She posted herself crying, and she's like, "This hurts me." She's all like, one day all my Hispanic students, like, a lot of them didn't show up one day, and she was worried. And then she's all like, and then the next day, most of them came back except one. And she said, oh no, mostly everybody came back, but one of them, one of the little kids, said that somebody else was going to pick them up and that their parents wouldn't be picking them up no more. And she was fucking crying her eyes out, saying that it hurts her and everything. There was another teacher where she's like, when ICE says that they're going to start going to schools, I'm pretty sure she bought this tool for, like, in case somebody breaks into their school and wants to cause mayhem. But it's like a bar that you open, and then you put it on the door, and they can't open the door, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It kind of looked like one of those car things.
For the steering wheels?
Yeah, so, and she put that on the door, which I'm like, if it's in schools, can they just, like, fucking pop up in there? Like, just go into the classroom, or do you have to knock at the classroom door? Like, how does that work?
Well, I mean, they could just literally pop up into the front of the office, and then from there, they can go in there. I think it was in Chicago that I seen that ICE popped up to a school. And the administration and teachers, all of them were like, "Nope, you're not coming in. You're not coming in." And they literally stood their ground. Mm-hmm. And ICE did not go in.
Period.
But there's a bunch of, like, schools that are actually standing up and shit. And it's like, dude, like, it's so crazy that you would go after the little ones. Like, fucking taking bitches. These fucking kids away from their
parents.
Because
they know what they want to fucking do. Literally, there was hundreds of fucking kids missing from those concentration camps that they were putting in. They just lost them. We don't know where the fuck they're at.
Well, not just that, but it's like using them as bait.
What do you think they're doing to the kids?
Well, just using them as bait to get the parents too. You know their parents are going to want to come
and fucking go, "Where's my kid at?"
So it's like, it's a fucked up deal that it's like.
And then you're a kid. Like, you don't know. Why is this man picking me up? Like,
well, not just that. Where am I going? When am I going to see my parents? Where am I going to get dropped off? Like, right. Then the parents are like, if they get dropped off in El Salvador or in a different country, like, how are they going to fucking see their kid again, you know?
There was a video I seen where, like, when they take the kids to court.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, these little fucking kids, elementary school kids, going up to a judge. They're like, Do you know what a lawyer is? No. Do you have a lawyer? No. Do you know why you're here? Do you know your legal status? No. No. And then that's it. Like, they don't know shit. They don't know why the fuck they're there.
Well, I mean, think about it. Even if it's like...
And they don't even have one of the other kids. Like some of the kids, they'll have headphones to where it's translating it for them. Like, they don't speak English.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, imagine if, like, a light-skinned baby gets caught and they accidentally send him out. And he's completely legal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many instances where, like, these babies don't know where they are, who they are, like, what race they are. And it's fucked up that it's like, what happens if they make accidents to where they're sending kids that don't belong in certain areas there? Like, I feel like that shit's so fucked. There's so much wrong with having kids involved with it.
You're gonna ask somebody, do you know what a lawyer is? No. Do you have one? Like, bitch, are you stupid? They literally just told you, I don't even know what the fuck that is. How the fuck do I know if I have one? Stupid ass shit. Straight up stupid ass shit. There's just so much shit. So much. The protests, like, they were, like I said, taking over the freeways. They had a standoff with police. I think that was California where they had that standoff, right?
I'm not sure,
101 freeway.
I know California also dispatched some of their police officers to join the protest.
Shit.
So, like, there was cops actually, like, standing out and joining the fact that they're like, yeah, we're not going to help you guys fucking deport people or just separate families, you know?
Las Vegas Police Department said they weren't going to stand by it. CCSD said they weren't going to stand by it. There's another video I seen. This guy, he bought like 5-6 pizzas and just walked up to protesters, giving out pizzas to them. There's a lot of clips. There's a lot of things, and I just think that they'll never understand what the fuck that shit feels like. Like, I don't know. It's a lot. Like, there's a lot of perspectives. There, you have the perspective of the parents. You have the perspective of the kids. You have the perspective of the parents of the immigrants that came here. Like, they're literally watching all this shit go down. There's just so many perspectives to go through. Like, they don't know what the fuck it feels like to be scared to go to work, but yeah, you still have to go to work because you came here for a purpose and you're trying to give your kids better, but you're putting yourself at risk, let alone, like, putting yourself to where you might not even see your kids no more. There's just a lot. There's the perspective of, like, that, like, let's say you're the immigrant. You never get to see your parents again. Like, imagine that. You know they're there, but you're not going to see them no more. Like, then there's the whole thing of, I don't know. There's just a lot of perspectives. There's a perspective of the child where they don't know what it feels like growing up and having your parents be like, oh, you're the oldest child. If something happens to us, you have to try to take care of these fucking kids. And you're a kid yourself. Like, at that moment, you gotta clock in and really pay attention and realize, like, oh, this moment can happen any day, and I have to be the one to make sure that we stay together. You're a kid. You don't know what you're gonna do. And it's just like, there's a lot of perspectives that they will never understand. That's why it's so easy for them to just be like, they don't belong here, get them out, whatever. They don't understand that. They don't understand that these farmers are literally out here practically begging for workers, and nobody wants to do the job. They're not gonna understand it again until they see, just like what happened in Florida, just like what happened when they first did this, how much everything's gonna go up because nobody's doing the work, how much longer construction's gonna take because nobody's doing the work. Like, they're gonna get a little taste of it on Monday, but yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's the biggest thing that will make a big difference and show everybody, like, every single illegal person or person from a different ethnicity, like, here that is getting deported and stuff, like, we all matter. We all make this country better. Like, it's a melting pot, and it's like, people are here to stay. And I understand, like, there's a few bad apples, but that's anywhere, you know? Like, every country, everybody has bad apples within themselves. But there's a lot of good people that are here, like you said, helping the construction, helping the farmers, helping like make this country be able to run a little bit better. And I feel like we all have to understand each other's perspective on how we live and how it would feel to have ourselves separated from our loved ones.
All right, you guys, we're just going to go ahead and wrap up that conversation there. There was a lot. There's going to be more in the upcoming days. So just love one another and be safe. Just be safe. Let's go ahead and just go into our dream segment. Something a little more heartfelt. Well, not heartfelt, but a little more lighter. And just to go ahead and ease our minds a little bit from all the chaos that's going on. So if you're new here, our dream segment is a segment where we go ahead and share our dreams or your dreams. If you go down in the Google form and submit an anonymous submission of your dream so we can share it here on the podcast. And we're talking about the dreams that happen when we're asleep at night. The ones that are unpredictably fun, scary, or emotional. But today, we don't have a dream, and nobody dropped a dream in the Google form, so I'm just going to go ahead and go on to Reddit, and Reddit's going to give us some dreams. All right, so this one is from the subreddit Weird Dreams, and this one, I wish I knew what the dance was. I probably should have looked it up. I'll look it up and insert a clip here, if I can find it, and if I find the right one, because I was never on Club Penguin. Were you?
Yeah, for a little bit.
My mom never let me, like, use the card on the computer. All right. I had a dream where Jesus Christ was doing the Club Penguin dance aggressively. What's a Club Penguin dance?
I can't do it, but I'll show you after this.
Okay, okay. So, is it funny?
Yeah, low-key.
Oh, Jesus Christ was doing it aggressively, though. Okay, I see you, Jesus. All right, here's another one. Yeah, okay. I had a dream about a museum that had a river running through it. I visited it while in a canoe. And then she inserted like a little inspiration pic that I guess she did with AI. And yeah, it's an art museum with the river and you're just going down in a canoe.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's a cool ass like, fucking idea.
That's pretty cool.
What's the casino here that does it?
Venetian?
Yeah, the Venetian, huh? Like, if the Venetian were to do that, that's a cool concept. Like, just going around on the canoe and looking at pretty art. And that for sure stops people from, like, touching it or breaking it. So, and it's a cool interactive experience.
I think it would be cool just to have it, like a slow river or, like, lazy river, you know?
You float around?
Yeah.
I feel like that's too much. That's gross. I don't know. Them lazy rivers is like where the drunk people and shit go. I'm like, y'all nasty. I know y'all peeing in here.
But like just to float on it with like a floaty or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So yeah, that's our dream segment. Shout out to Reddit for those dreams. Comment down below, you guys, if you guys would go down in a canoe for a museum or go in a, you know what I'm trying to say. Comment down below. Yes or no? I would love it. All right, so today we're like, since we were having something so serious, I wanted to just go ahead and go into something that we can just chillax and like, you know, hopefully have a little laugh and have a good time and, you know, relax to, I guess. So we're going to do a little bit of Am I the Asshole? I feel like we haven't done it in a while. I'm excited. I always like doing Am I the Asshole.
I like the funny ones, but I found some that are pretty
all right.
Interesting.
Surprise me with it.
Okay.
Pick. Show me your best one first.
I think this one's pretty funny. Well, not pretty funny, but like the way they introduced it, it's like, damn. Am I the asshole for yelling at my brother because he took a video of my mom in only a shirt and underwear and me in a shirt without a bra and sent it to his friend on Snapchat?
Something about me is telling me that the title is wrong, but somehow he's not the asshole. So I'm going to say not the asshole, just because I feel like this is a switcheroony.
No, is she the asshole for yelling?
Oh, something is just telling me to say, oh, is she the asshole?
Yeah.
Not the asshole then?
Okay. That's why I like this one. My mom was doing yoga and I was sitting next to her with
my... Or is the asshole, sorry. I just want whatever the wrong answer is, I want the wrong answer. I feel like this is a...
Okay, so she's not the asshole.
Question, yeah.
Oh, she is the asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. My mom was doing yoga and I was sitting next to her when my brother came into the room. It was normal, but I realized that he was taking a video and laughing. I got up to see if he was actually doing that, and he was. Obviously, I got mad because my mom was in underwear and a t-shirt, and I was in a partial see-through t-shirt without a bra, and I'm 13. Gotta keep that in mind. He said he just sent it to a girl, not a boy, on Snapchat. I told him it was I was uncomfortable with him taking videos of us, and he said I was overreacting and that I was fine. Am I the asshole for yelling at him? Am I overreacting?
Nah, she not the asshole.
That's why I like that one, because it was hella misleading.
Yeah, she's not the asshole, because bro, I don't give a fuck who it is. Don't be sending that shit, weirdo.
I think that shit's just weird, because it's like, bro, like, you literally said that you could see through your shirt and your mom's in her underwear, like, and you're sending it to a friend, like, ew.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. Am I the asshole for calling my daughters gorgeous as a nickname?
No.
He's not the asshole?
No.
Okay. I, 50, male.
God damn.
Have two daughters ages 16 and 8. I call them a lot of sweet, affectionate nicknames, and one of the ones I call them frequently is gorgeous, like hi gorgeous or goodnight gorgeous. My girls seem to like it a lot, but some people who have heard me call them the nickname, mostly women, have told me that they think it's inappropriate and that I should stop using it. My wife has never said anything about it. Am I the asshole for having the nickname
wait,
for them?
Wait. Other bitches be telling him? Yeah. I think those. Why is he around those other bitches?
If like at stores and shit.
Bitch, mind your business. You just mad because your daddy never said that shit. Because I am.
Bruh. I feel like.
He would, though.
I feel like people are just, like, so extra if they hear, like, an older man say that to a girl. Because of that, like, you never know if that's their daughter or if that's their, like, granddaughter, you know? Like, it would be creepy, though.
But if it's, like, an old lady, a 50-year-old lady with a little boy, like, let's say it's her grandson or her son, you know? And she's like, oh, like, you know, like, oh, sweet little baby. Or you're like, I don't know, whatever the fuck. Like, y'all gonna be like, oh, that's so cute. Like, bitch, shut up.
Okay. Am I the asshole for arguing with the cashier at a food court over a dollar?
Hell yeah. Oh, you're not the asshole because, bitch, run me my money. Every last penny.
I know you would say that, and...
I remember that time. Tell them about the time when we went to Winco for the shrimp. I was trying to buy that buzz ball with the change.
Bruh, I don't remember, like, what had happened, though.
Because, okay, so pretty much at Winco, the shrimp was at one price, and when we scanned it, it was not that price, but I swear I was going to get at least, like, $3-4 in change, and I was like, I told the lady, I was like, oh, you know what, I'll buy this buzz ball. In exchange for my change. The bitch gave me back like 10 cents. I was like, oh, I thought I would have got way more. I am over here fighting for 10 cents.
Bruh, I remember
but running my money, bitch.
That's why I like this one, and because of what he got in exchange for it. Mm-hmm. Because this is you. So, he's not the asshole?
Okay.
I was ordering a meal at a food court for my family. That was going to cost $25.90. The cashier, a teenager-looking girl, asked me if I wanted to add a side dish on the menu. It said a side dish was $5. So I asked the cashier if I could add a side for $5. I paid for the meal, and the cashier gave me the receipt. The receipt, it said the meal was $59.90, side $6, total $61.90. I checked my bank balance, and $31.90 was taken out of my account. I asked the cashier why I was charged $6 for the side when the menu clearly stated it was $5. She then told me that it was $6, not $5. I pointed to the menu and said $5, so I was only expecting to pay $5 for the side. Then she asked her manager, and the manager said that the menu is wrong, so I asked if I could cancel the side and get a refund. Her manager said no and offered me a bottle of water instead.
Bitch, fuck your Dasani.
I bargained it up for a bottle of Coke, and we settled there.
Hey, oh wait, bruh. Never mind. Boo.
Bruh. My family said that I was being petty for a dollar and I was bullying a young girl. I disagree because I felt like I was lied to, not because I had to pay an extra dollar. No, the business could have made an extra dollar from everyone who bought a side dish and didn't look at their receipt, which could add up quickly considering that the shop was located in a busy mall. Am I the asshole?
No, you not. And you did come up because that bottle of Coke was definitely more than the dollar.
You came up on like 60-something cents? Okay. I got two more.
I have one more. Let me just do this last one and then we'll go into our final segment.
You bet. I'm calling everybody an asshole.
Oh, okay. This one, because I do this. All right. So, oh shit. When people would come over to your house, like let's say to sleep over or something, or you just knew people were coming over to your house, did you guys ever like hide, like let's say, oh, I want that snack and nobody can have it, or like, oh, I don't want them to use this, my fancy soap, so I'm gonna give them this soap. Like, have you ever done that to where somebody's coming over to your house, like a guest or something, but you don't want them to use your good shit? So you'll give them the okay shit.
Off the top, I can remember two times. So yeah.
What?
So the first one is me, basically. And I would hide my PlayStation. And I wouldn't let nobody use it. And then the one time that my mom's friend basically came over with her kids, her son was like, oh, can I play? Can I play? And I was like, no, like, I don't want to play right now. Like, I'm good. I'm good. And I kept telling him no, and finally my mom got mad, and she's like, what does he want? And I was like, oh, he wants to play on my game. And she's like, well, hook it up. And I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. So I hooked it up, and I guess...
throw the Wi-Fi box out the window and shit? Can't.
No, I guess he got mad because it was a PlayStation 2. So I guess he got mad and, like, pulled the cord, and the PlayStation 2 fell on the fucking floor, and, like, it wouldn't turn on no more. And it completely fucking broke it, so... after that, I told my mom, I was like, well, my shit's not working, whatever, whatever. And his mom was like, well, let me know if I have to get him a new one. Bitch, like, yes, whatever. You
do. What the fuck?
So my mom ends up, like, trying to blame it on me. You know how moms are. And I literally looked at her and I was like, you're the one that fucking told me to, like, let him play with it. It's your fault. Mm-hmm. And she was like, all like, oh, shit. And yeah. That was one time. And then
did they get you the new one or what?
No, my uncle basically had one in his house that, like, he moved to Texas and left it there. So we just took it. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was my mom had another friend that, like, timed whenever we would actually go and eat food, like have dinner. And that bitch would always pull up at that time. Like, we would always eat late. Oh,
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so one day we basically just, like, hid our food and stuff. And we're like, oh, no, we just got done eating and shit. And she was like, oh, okay. And, like, only stayed for, like, 30, 40 minutes. Like, yeah.
Y'all fucking funny.
Yeah.
We had that that one tia in Mexico. I don't know if she was, like, a tia or just, like, a tia, you know? Like
Mexican tia. Yeah.
So I remember... she did the same shit. She knew when we would eat dinner at my grandma's house and stuff. And so sometimes we would just, like, when we knew that she would come around, we would turn off all the lights and everybody would be like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Grandma, can I just tell her, like, I don't want her here? Like, you know, when you're the guest at your grandma's house or not, I don't know. I just feel like, you know what, bitch? I have the right to tell you I don't fucking want you here. And ain't nobody gonna tell me shit. I'm everybody's favorite around now, honey. I'm visiting, you know?
Bruh.
I'm the guest, and the guest says, get the fuck out. But, yeah, so, definitely, we would do the same thing with our Wii, because our Wii was in the living room, since that was everybody's Wii. We would hide our controls and stuff when kids would come over, and then we would all play stupid, like, I don't know who has it.
Bruh.
And then what else? Definitely for sure. Sometimes when my mom would have people over, no, gotta get my good snacks out the way. No, you can't have my chips, mocoso. Your mom should have brought you over here with some snacks. But
you guys would get the snacks from the party to hide them and shit.
Sometimes, like, it's bullshit. Why did she only buy one bag of hot Cheetos, bitch? No, that's for me. But yeah, so. I think that was pretty much it.
You guys never had, like, the missionaries pull up, huh?
Yeah, we did.
You guys did?
Yeah, one time I told them that my mom said she's not home. Literally, that did happen.
Bruh.
That was funny, though. Okay, so, all right. Speaking of, am I the asshole for hiding my expensive shampoo and conditioner from my friend's guests?
No. They're her guests, not mine.
The period. Fuck? So, I, 28F, share an apartment with my friend, 34M. Last weekend, while we were away, he invited his female friend, Sarah, to stay over. When we got back, I noticed she had used my shampoo and conditioner without asking. Bitch. I had splurged on these expensive products to treat myself. I also make a lot less money than my friend. Today, Sarah came over again for a visit and asked to shower at hours before heading to a dance class. However, I had taken my expensive products to my room this time, leaving only my friend's basic shampoo for her to use. When she couldn't find the conditioner, she asked my friend, who came to my room to ask me about it. I told him that that's his guess and that's not my responsibility to provide spa products for her. My friend got mad and thinks that I'm rude and petty. Am I the asshole?
No.
All right. Update. I showed my friend where to buy the shampoo and conditioner. He said he's sorry for getting angry and ordered new bottles for everyone to use. Thanks for all the not the asshole comments. Hey, we love a good roommate. Give him a round of applause. Oh, sorry for people on the AirPods.
Bruh.
I'm the bitch on the AirPods. Shout out to those good roommates because he did go back and apologize. Because I bet once she showed him like how much those shampoos cost, because a good shampoo is expensive. It really is. So especially if it was like one of those spa ones, I bet that shit's expensive too. So shout out to him for doing that. Very mature of you, man. And to his little friend, bitch, shut the fuck up. You're a fucking weirdo. Why the fuck are you showering at other people's houses? You knew damn well that that shampoo was his roommate, so why the fuck would you use it, bitch?
Not even that, but it's like, not even just that, but it's like, bro, if you're like obviously making a continuous thing,
bring your own
shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, period. Like, if that's not right. Like, if you get along with the roommate, at least ask him, like, hey, is it cool if I use it?
Yeah, like, especially if, like, you're there for the guy and you see the girls, like, shampoos and stuff. Like, girl, fuck her man. You should fuck her man. Now you're not going to pull up no more. That's it.
Throw some glitter on that bitch's hair while she's taking a shower.
Period. Don't put nair. Don't put nair, y'all.
Put nair inside her fucking bottle. You can fuck
people's eyes and skulls up with nair.
You could go to jail.
I said jail.
She fucking with your shampoo and it's breaking an entry because you didn't allow her in there.
But that was my AITA. So we're going to go ahead and comment down below, guys. What do you guys think? Who was the asshole in these situations, and have any of these situations happened to you, and were you considered the asshole? So let's go ahead and just roll the clips to what happens in the game. I'm gonna keep on the run. I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my okay. First question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? It could have happened to you before you guys got together or while you were in the relationship, but he doesn't know about it.
I think embarrassing moment is that, I don't know, actually probably me going on a date and then like a dude's card declining and then me having to pay for that date.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and I was like, because I thought it was like in high school too, so like I thought like first relationship, I thought like he's the one, and right. He like reassured me and stuff like that, but turns out he was just getting he was getting towards me so that he can get over his ex and stuff like that.
And you was paying for his shit?
Yeah.
I would have dined and dashed on his ass.
Okay, I didn't even know because like his car, I didn't even know that was the case until like he broke up after me, and he broke up with me over text.
Wow.
Yeah.
At least you know you got rid of a bum, so yeah. Whatever. All right, what about one secret that he doesn't know about?
One secret? I don't know. I don't think I have any secrets against or like.
That's completely fine. That's good, though. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that you have kept from her so far, whether it happened to you before you guys met or now that you guys are together?
An embarrassing moment?
Yes, sir.
It happened pretty recently. I was like, I was shaving down there, and like I nicked my balls, and then she saw it, and then she was like, "Oh, what happened?" I was like, "Oh, I think I scratched too hard," and yeah.
You didn't want to tell her.
No.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, that shit hurts like a motherfucker later on, though. What about one secret that you have kept from her so far, whether it was before you met her or while you guys were together?
One secret? I mean, I don't think I've kept, like, any major secrets. Maybe, like little secrets, like, I don't know. I can't even think of one. I think we're pretty open with each other, yeah. So not really much secrets going on.
Hell yeah, I like that.
This is for a podcast. You guys aren't going to know each other's answers or the podcast name. So it's just me, you, and the listeners. And it's just asking you guys, what's one embarrassing moment that you've never told them before? It could have happened to you while you guys were in the relationship or while you guys were in the relationship. But he doesn't know about it. And then I'll go this way so you guys don't see each other's
face. Fuck. I don't know if I really... See, because that embarrassing moments are kind of my thing. I'm always falling over and tripping over. Like, really embarrassing.
You are embarrassing.
I am embarrassing, yeah. Yeah, literally. So it's like,
you're just a clumsy person.
It's
okay, same. It's okay.
It's really hard to pinpoint it.
So you said you fell before. What's the, like, weirdest place you fell or, like, most embarrassing place you fell?
Oh, my God. Okay, so in Las Vegas Town Square,
okay.
I fell in the fountain.
In the fountain? You were trying to take a cute picture, huh?
No, I wasn't. I was drunk. I'm going to be honest.
And, like, what, you just fell and you started swimming? Or what'd you do? Like, what?
No, I just kind of fell. And, you know, like, when you get in shock, you kind of just sit there. Right. So I kind of just sat there. It was January. It was, like...
It was cold, huh?
It was cold. It was a couple of years ago. I don't know how long ago, but I was drunk. I was at that blue martini thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was walking towards a car because my friend was going to pick me up in the parking lot, and he was lost.
She's like, bitch, you took a bird bath before you got in or what?
No, he had to find me. He had to find me, bro.
He found you in the puddle thing, in the water?
No, he found me, like, coming out of it. He, like, literally found me climbing out of it, and he was like, what are you doing? And I was like...
I don't know.
I don't know how I got here.
Oh my God. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Okay. All right. I feel like it's a drunk moment in Vegas when you fall in one of these fucking fountains. All right.
It always happens.
No, it doesn't.
I always see it. I mean, I was born and raised here. I see it a lot.
So, all right. What about one secret that he doesn't know about?
One secret? I have a lot of secrets.
Whichever one you want to give me.
Fuck, okay.
The juiciest one, shit. The heaviest one, because like I said, he's not going to know this, so.
The heaviest one. Bro, he might not know this, but everybody who's listening might know this.
Oh, yeah, they'll know.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. You don't care.
No, I mean, they don't know you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Unless
they
someone
just
recognizes
know you as that pretty
voice.
Bitch in the fountain now in Vegas.
Period. Thank you. Fuck. Okay. A secret that he doesn't know about. Okay.
Judgment free zone over here.
Judgment free zone. Okay. So sometimes when I like really like somebody's clothes. But they don't tell me where they got it from, and they're just, I take a picture of it, and I will upload it to Reddit, or I'll, like, Google search it. I find it, and then I leave a bad review on it.
So, what is that? But what does it do to the person that gatekeeped it?
It really doesn't do anything. I'm just mad, and I need an outlet, and that's what I do. And I haven't told anyone about it, because it's, like... Why would I say that? Why would I mention that?
You're funny. You're funny, though. It's that little petty shit that's hilarious. Okay.
I don't know. It gets on my nerves sometimes.
No, it is fucked up. Like, bitch, why can't we just rock the same shit? Exactly. You're mad I'm going to wear better than you.
Mm-hmm. Now everybody's got to suffer.
Now everybody's wearing that ugly ass piece that I left a bad review on. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. What's one secret that you have kept from her so far? Whether it was before you guys got together or now that you guys are together?
Before, honestly, to begin with, I think what it was is that in the beginning I wasn't attracted to her.
Uh-huh.
I would see her. I had a friend that was actually attracted to her first, and I was never really into her.
Oh, really?
But I think over time, the more I met her and the more she was like willing to go after me is what really attracted me to her.
Hell yeah.
And since that happened, I mean, I kind of told my friend, like, she's mine, bro.
That's
like,
cute.
Go to the side.
Hey, yeah. That's a cute story.
And thankfully, he was, like, respectful about it, so...
That's always important, you know, yeah. When a friend can actually step off, you know?
Yeah, and that's one secret I haven't told her, because I know that's something that, you know, shouldn't be said so easily, especially because, you know, you don't want to hurt the person you like, you know?
Hell yeah, I like that. What about one embarrassing moment that you haven't told her, whether it happened again before you guys met or while you guys were together?
Actually, it's funny, the first time I actually ever saw her and met her was we were working at this one casino, and I walk into this room and I see her crying, and I went up to her, started, you know, like talking to her, trying to help her like feel better, and I'm not really good at recognizing people, so when I went to look for her the next day, I got her confused with another person, and I was trying to get at that person thinking it was her, and it was so confusing until later on I met her and I'm like, oh crap.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, she knows about it, and personally that's very embarrassing myself, because that just goes to show that I have a very bad short memory loss.
Right.
It was really bad for me. That's really embarrassing to this day.
All right, those are our couples from What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we ask couples in Las Vegas what's one secret and one embarrassing moment you don't tell your partner. And we air it out here. All right, for our first couple, the girlfriend, her embarrassing moment was she was the rebound to this guy. His card declined at the first date, and she paid for it. When she later found out she was the rebound. That man is ruthless.
He dined and dashed on her.
Broke bitch.
Oh, no, reverse that.
No secret from her. The boyfriend was that his embarrassing moment was that he shaved his balls. So when you guys do that, do you guys what, like clip a piece of meat on it? Like,
No. Okay, so what he meant was not that he shaved his balls, that he cut like
he cut his balls.
Yeah, so it
why
just,
are you grabbing yours like that?
I'm just pulling out this mean ass wedgie, my bad.
Bruh.
But basically it's like I don't know how to explain it. Like, have you ever shaved your coochie and just like
it's
while
just
you
a
go
cut
up? You know,
it's because I could feel it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's basically the same on your nutsack.
I just feel like with you guys it would be like, because you guys' nutsack is like more like loose, I guess.
But like, it depends.
Like, it could grab a good amount of chunk on you guys. That's what I mean. Like, that shit sounds crazy. No secret from him. Our second couple, the girlfriend, I said, you just are embarrassing. I be wilding, bruh. And I don't
that
realize it until
funny.
I listen back to this shit. Sometimes, bitch, you just gotta think before you speak.
Or you gotta tell a bitch she's just embarrassing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the fact that I be saying this type of shit and bitches don't just like, wait, what you say? No, literally, like,
hit you with a meat my moot.
But hey, the bitches that I talk to, they could take a fucking joke. Bitch, shout out to you, because you know what? That's why, because maybe every single person I talk to like that, I already know that they got the vibes and they can handle. So we're just meant to be. Homegirl took a bird bath before she went out. She had to, you know, go ahead and refreshen herself for the second club. Her secret was that she wants to leave bad reviews on items that people gatekept from her. I was like, bitch, why would you do that? That poor person that has a good product that you liked now has a bad review. Why the fuck would you do that? That's so fucked up.
Honestly, when she, like, I heard it the first time, I was like, oh, she's doing it to, like, lower the price so you could afford it, you know?
Oh, that's smart.
You know, that's what I thought,
but
then.
But that's still fucked up.
Once I heard it, I was like,
Do it to the major companies and not to, like, small products, like, you know, like, at markets and stuff like that or whatever. Just do it to major companies, y'all. Walmart, Ross. I'm just kidding. Ross that doesn't list their products like that. They're over here just fucking whatever the fuck y'all got. I mean, I can't sit here and talk shit because obviously we all grew up on that shit. But, you know, Ross does not have a website to tell you what their products are. All right. For the boyfriend, his secret was that he was not attracted to her at first. If I was a homie, I would have been like, bitch, you fuck out here. I was already here. That other boy... He was a punk.
Honestly, he
punk ass bitch.
He had dibs first because he told him first.
Punk ass bitch. His embarrassing moment was that he confused the girls. I just don't like this guy. I just do not like this guy.
Once he told me,
he doesn't even sound cute to be acting like this.
Yeah, once he told me about it, I was just like, I seen how he looked and I was like, not my bad.
Was he
like,
not cute?
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, he does not sound cute. And I feel like girls, we have a genuine, like, you can tell when a guy is just ugly. He's giving ugly with his words and he kind of sounds like he would be ugly. Guys, do I sound ugly to you? Guys, do I sound ugly? That's how it.
You sound like Fluffy right now when he does his sexy voice.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, level 4. Mm-hmm. And
then oh my he's like, God. Ah! Don't do this.
That shit's so funny. I love Fluffy.
There's sometimes in baddies when bitches will like do their man voice. And I'm like, God damn, bitch.
Okay.
Like, this sounds like fucking Morgan Freeman ain't got shit on you, ho.
The guy from Allstate. You're in good hands.
Allstate. You're in good hands.
Bruh.
I wonder how that's going to sound on the mic. Okay, you do your girl one.
My girl one?
Yeah, like, Allstate, you're in good hands.
Allstate, you're in good hands.
Ew!
I used to be a pilot instructor back in the day.
Okay, everyone, fasten your seatbelts. We're about to go to liftoff, if that's what they say.
Captain said, tighten the fuck up. We're about to go up in this bitch.
Okay, okay. Tighten your seatbelts. We're about to catch...
catch these hands.
Oh my God, speaking of planes, that went... I was... Maybe I should wear that differently. I didn't mean it like that. You know, a lot of them did, technically. But... I'm not making, like, jokes about the situation. I just caught myself in my wording. I was like, maybe I shouldn't say it like that. But, yeah, all that was, you know, happening. All those planes were going down. There's how that whole thing that went down, you guys. Oh, wait. But that's what happened in Vegas. Before we go on a little tangent. Sorry, you guys. There was a motorcycle. But before we go on that little tangent, that was what happens in Vegas. And shout out to our couples who participated. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here, you guys. Final words to the audience.
You guys,
all these lovely people,
stay safe, love each other, watch each other, and take out for each other. Look out for each other.
I got my shooters ready, bitch.
Okay, look out for each other, you guys. It's getting hard out here, and
make sure your people are okay.
Yeah, we're all humans at the end of the day. Like, we're all the human race. That's just the only race.
Stand up for each other. If you're a fucking white guy and your best friend's a Hispanic bitch, I want to see you square up with these motherfuckers when they start coming to get them.
Honestly, once I showed, or I don't know if I sent you the video, you sent me the video of Drewski running.
And yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like me being the distraction for all my ice, like for when they come from my ice friends or something like that. Yeah. Friends for ice. I don't know.
I seen some guy, like, he was a morenito and he said the same thing. He was like, you know how much, like, money we can get off of these people? Is like, discrimination, thinking that we're, like, fucking up our just identity. We can come out with, like, so much money for this. I was like, damn.
So, you guys, honestly, same thing. Just protect each other, love each other. Don't spread hate. And if you do spread hate, your mom was obviously a hateful-ass bitch and didn't know how to raise you. And I'm just gonna say it like that, because... Me, I'm a bitch that talks shit, and when it comes to talking shit about somebody that's hurting the people I care for, I'ma love to do it, and that's just that. So, oh wait, but still spread the love. I love to spread the hate to some of y'all, though.
Bruh.
Only to the ones that are mean to everybody else, because, bitch, why can't we be fucking friends? Let's just all be fucking friends. We could all share so much shit. Like, we could all just be mixing up our sazones and just making something so delicious.
Be the Woody to my Buzz.
Yeah, whatever. I was trying to think of another friend group, but I couldn't think about it. Be the Hannah to my Montana. Or be the Lily to my Hannah Montana. There you go.
Be the Tigger to my Pooh.
Oh, perfect, perfect. All right, you guys. This is Sin Vergüenza. Go down to the bio to see all the links to all of our stuff. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Apple and Spotify, drop those five star reviews. And yeah, go ahead and we'll see you guys on the next one. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la casa.